leader.
Order, order.
With the Prime Minister away chasing a free trade agreement in the Middle East, back in the House there were questions about one trade agreement in the debating chamber and a heated exchange about another in one of the committee rooms. Rhys Lyon reports.
The Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee heard submissions on a proposed free trade agreement between New Zealand and South Korea, including one from Professor Jane Kelsey, a law lecturer at Auckland University. She warned of the unintended consequences of such free trade agreements, including the possibility of foreign companies suing the government over changes to regulation.
If we look at the changes that are happening in foreign investment now, we see that the old style of investors who were there in the long term and it might have had a commitment to the investment in the country are not the investors we've got now, including now private equity firms who are going in and buying disputes, running them, operating them as investments to get the money off them, and paying the entity whose dispute it is some kind of payout at the end.
Ms. Kelsey later fielded questions from committee members, including one from Nationals, David Bennett.
So as a lawyer, one of the key things that the legal community does is suing each other on behalf of clients. So do you think there should be any limits on cross-border? Why can't you sue someone across a border if you can sue someone within a country?
You should be able to sue people. If you're a foreign investor and you're investing here, then you should be able to sue. But you sue in our domestic courts, subject to our law. If you decide that you want a different law to apply, you put it into your contract.
But not all cases are through domestic courts. You know, there's international tribunals and things.
What followed was a heated exchange between the MP and the professor.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bennett, but have you read the literature on this?
You're shaking your head.
You can shake your head if you've read the literature.
If you want to try and pull rank.
Yes, I will pull rank. Well, I'm a professor who teaches this stuff.
Yeah, well, I think you're wrong.
I'm very happy to rebut whatever information you put in front of me.
But you need to find
the information that supports your arguments, and I'm very happy to rebut it. And I'm very confident.
Auckland University Law Professor Jane Kelsey with that submission on the proposed South Korean Free Trade Agreement. And back in the chamber, Associate Trade Minister Todd McClay faced this question from New Zealand First's spokesman on trade, Fletcher Tabato.
Given the Minister's assurance and confidence, would he be willing to bring the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement negotiations in front of the whole Parliament before it is signed by a select few government members?
Mr. Speaker.
Honourable Todd McClay.
No, Mr. Speaker, this won't be signed by select few government members. This will be signed by a select group of countries who will put the interests of their citizens first. We've always been clear when it comes to negotiating TPP, it will only be signed by a New Zealand government when it's a high-quality agreement and it's in the interests of New Zealand.
Associate Trade Minister Todd McClay.
That report from Rhys Lyon. And there were also questions for the Minister responsible for Housing New Zealand, Nick Smith, about the government's decision to transfer 2,800 state-owned properties to the Tamaki Redevelopment Company.
The job at Tamaki can be better done by the Tamaki Redevelopment Company for three reasons. Firstly, TRC is in partnership with the Auckland Council and the redevelopment does involve changes to roads, to reserves, to recreational facilities and infrastructure. Secondly, TRC is better connected to the Tamaki community through extensive consultation over the last 2 years. And thirdly, the tenancies of existing houses needed to be carefully managed during the redevelopment, and it makes sense to have one agency doing the whole job.
The Housing Minister put the book value of the asset at $1.2 billion.
Do we have confidence in people like Brian Donnelly and the board to be able to manage those assets? Absolutely we do. And I would challenge the member on this. What happened to the houses, these same houses in Tamaki, for the 9 years of the last Labor government? They were left uninsulated, unmaintained, and in a disgrace. And I've got far more confidence in the Brian Donnellys and the Tamaki Redevelopment Company to look after these houses properly and to redevelop them.
Well said. Nick Smith, the Minister responsible for Housing New Zealand. More details on our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.